a time. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to be playing trivia. We're going to be playing some special Corvette trivia in honor of our very special guest. And the gentleman who is going to be joining us for the vast majority of the hour is a really cool guy. I've known him for I don't know, at least 15, 20 years or so. And he started his business, Corvette Mike Coast to Coast, since 1982, the leader of the pack, celebrating over 30 years of serving customers and shipping Corvettes worldwide. That's right, Mike will sell vehicles and sell Corvettes to folks all over the globe, and also is constantly looking to buy Corvettes, and he's a really interesting gentlemen, so he is standing by. Our telephone number, as I mentioned, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email-wise, you can find me at bob at boblongradio.com or bob at autoworldradio.com. I promise you sometime here within the hour, we'll throw out at least one Corvette trivia question. And a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative from Subaru. Mike McHale is going to be with us for a quick interview, telling us about some of the new products from the Subaru brand. But right now, let's go out to sunny Southern California and welcome the man himself, Mr. Corvette Mike Vietro. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. You and I have a couple of things in common. We actually have a bunch of things in common, but the two most prominent, number one, we both love Corvettes, and we both hail from the great state of Massachusetts. I'm still living here in suburban Boston, at least for the time being. Maybe one of these days I will relocate to another part of the country, yet to be determined, but you grew up in Massachusetts here, and you were working, I believe, at a gas station in Revere, Massachusetts, after doing some duty in the Army, serving our country. And I remember you years ago telling me the story of the first time that you saw a Corvette. Bring us back, Mike, to that moment and what you thought when you saw that first Corvette.
Well, a couple things will clarify. First of all, I grew up in Everett, Mass., and the place I was working was on the Revere Beach Parkway right there in Everett.
Yeah.
As the old vintage Corvettes, especially the Stingrays, would stop off for their 25-cent gallon of gas on the way to Revere in Nahant to cruise the coastline and show off their wares as springtime unfolds. And I remember distinctly, you know, the back window of that 63 split window and the gas door, as some may know, may not, because it's hidden under the emblem on the rear of the car, is where you fill the gas tank. The gas tank cap was about, oh gosh, I bet it's 3.5-4 inches in diameter. And you take that thing off, and there you can look right into the gas tank and see 24 gallons of fuel right in front of your eyes. So it was easy to see how much gas the guy needed. And, you know, that was full service day. So for 25 cents a gallon, you had to fill the gas tank, wash the windshield, and check the oil. So those were the good old days.
Absolutely. So what drew you to the Corvette? I mean, of course, you know, that's kind of an easy question for a Corvette guy like you and I to answer. But for those of our listeners who may not be Corvette people, tell us some of the things that made the Corvette really become something special in the heart of Mike Vietro.
I think it dates back probably even a few years before I was old enough to pump gas. And as the cars would cruise down Broadway in Everett, Mass., I bet I was maybe 12 years old. And it seems like I've got this vision of this 58 Corvette. It was painted kind of like a root beer metallic brown with big wheels in the back, small wheels in the front. And the car could literally do a wheelie going down Broadway. There was nothing stock about it at all. Figure that car came out in, let's say, 58, 59. And it must have been right around, somewhere in the 60s. Let's call it 67, maybe. I was 12 years old. And those visions still, you know, are burning right there on the internal hard drive, seeing that Corvette cruise down the boulevard. And then the next one that was quite a car was a buddy of mine paid $650 for a 58 Corvette.
Wow.
And the car wouldn't run, of course. It had looked like it was sitting, you know, under a tarp with, you know, New England dew and moisture and humidity and leaves covering it. So it had that kind of musty old, you know, sweaty smell to it. The car had four flat tires. It had one of those, remember back in the day they had those steering wheels made out of chrome chain links?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And then like a Cal Custom chrome horn cap.
Yeah.
Barely burned the steering wheel, and it had these oversized wheels and these big fat flat tires, and the three of us are trying to push this out of this old garage somewhere in New England. And I remember we paid $650 for that car, and even in its shape, it was still like, what a car to behold.
So here we are all these years later, and your business has done so well, as I mentioned, celebrating over 30 years serving customers worldwide, new Corvettes for sale, used Corvettes for sale. Mike, I would imagine the internet has really opened up the Corvette marketplace for you, and no doubt folks probably from all four corners of the U.S. and from around the globe tap into your vast knowledge.
Yeah, the internet has certainly played a tremendous role in developing all sorts of businesses, some of which it's actually put other businesses out of business.
Yep.
You have to be able to embrace the technology of today. And the internet, I think what the internet does, more specifically in my business, is it accelerates the purchase. And if you go back in time, and not too far, because the internet's really only been around since the mid-90s, but if you go back and you start thinking about, okay, let's answer a phone call from a customer who has picked up Hemmings Motor News, called mm-hmm. about a specific car. He wants photographs. You take photographs. You go down and you have them developed. 3 days later, you pick them up. Then you put them in the mail. And a week later, he calls you back and says, hey, I got your photos. And you say, well, you know, I sold that car. he goes, oh, shucks. And then we fast forward to, oh, let's do 1 hour photo. Then we can do Federal Express the photos. So now virtually within 24 hours, the guy can get the photos in his hands and make a decision much more quickly. And then you fast forward again. And I remember the days when people had a camera that you could take a photo, and within 15 minutes you'd have it all downloaded on the computer and you're ready to send it to somebody, but they don't have an email address. So, you know, the time today, I don't know where it's going from here, but when you look at the way things have changed in our technology, now you take a photo while I'm talking to the customer, I shoot a photo of the car. And
it's amazing, Mike. Hold that thought. We're coming back right after these messages.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back live here with Corvette Mike Vietro. And you can check out Corvette Mike's website. It's simply CorvetteMike.com. And for all of our listeners in Southern California, he's located, of course, in Anaheim. And you can get the exact address and stuff just by logging onto the website, Corvette Mike. And Before the break, Mike was telling us about the differences between today and internet technology and the way stuff moves so quickly compared to just a few years back. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here. The Corvette convertible went away in 1975. It came back again in C4 form during the decade of the 1980s. What year did the Corvette convertible come back after a hiatus? Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Speaking of stingrays, Mike, I was very lucky to be in attendance 11313 in Detroit for the unveiling of the all-new C7 Corvette. And I'm in love. I just absolutely adore the all-new upcoming Corvette. And I noticed right on your website you're taking orders for the C7. What's been the reaction so far from your customer base? And also, have you had the opportunity to check it out in person?
I saw the car in person twice already this year. The very first time is when they auctioned off 0001. In January at the Barrett Jackson auction in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah.
That car, that's the cool $1 million. and the second time was at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles when we celebrated the 60th anniversary of the Corvette. And I want to say that was March 3rd, and they unveiled one there for the entire group that was having a special gala dinner. And that was, the first car was red at Scottsdale. This car was a, I guess you could call it a dark charcoal metallic. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Showed off the lines tremendously. And the car was just breathtaking from every angle.
They've done such a great job, and certainly technology-wise, the full power figures have not been confirmed, but at least 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque. It's got extensive use of advanced materials, got a carbon fiber hood, carbon fiber liftoff panel. They've really gone to town with the interior. Looks absolutely gorgeous. Ian Callum, who's the design director for Jaguar, said to me, like, he is so jealous of the overhead valve engine because you can have such a low hood. And this is just the beginning. And the good news is pricing. Lots of journalists were speculating that the base vehicle was going to cost $70,000, but true to what they have been saying from the get-go, I believe it's only about $1,800 more than a 2013 rendition, a 60th anniversary edition, and you've got a lot more equipment in the C7.
We actually have pricing available to us. We've ordered, and we've put together probably three cars now and equipped very nicely. These cars are coming in anywhere between $70,000 and $73,000. That is for the Z51 model.
Mm-hmm.
They have some very nice features. We opted for black. Well, first of all, the first car we put together was a black car. Black is nice, but it also is a little bit understated as far as showing all the different particular mechanical lines of the car. But we put together a black car with black interior with black wheels. Those black wheels were an upgrade of only $595 versus, $1,895 for chrome. So that was quite a savings, and it's going to give you that look today that everybody is on the street trying to achieve. If you look at all different types of makes and models, everybody's putting black wheels on them. I'm not a fan personally.
Me
but
either.
With a black car. With a black car, it's going to look good with the red calipers. So you got red calipers now or yellow calipers. I think either one of them would look great on a black car. But they go back and they bring back a few options like the ride control, select ride control for another $1,895. They have dual roof panels you can get. There's an interior package of an upgraded seats. There's Alcantara or suede inserts and upper panels. I mean, the car starts at $55,950, I think it is, and you can bring one all the way up to $75,000 now.
Hmm. And it's just such a great competitive vehicle compared to some of the other vehicles out there in the marketplace. It's really going to be interesting to see the Enthusiast Magazine do some head-to-head tests with these. And, of course, it paced the Indy 500 today, and I can't count up how many times the Corvette has been the pace car, but it certainly looked great out there on the track, Mike.
Oh, I missed that. Was it today?
Yes.
Oh.
But you'll have to...
I'm sure I'll be able to see it again, but that would have been nice to see. What color car was it?
It was blue. I don't know the exact hue of blue, but it was kind of a bright blue, and it really showed off the vehicle quite well. Another thing that I wish... What's the blue called, Mike?
I think it's called Night Race Blue.
Yeah, that probably is the one that they utilized. And another event that I unfortunately was not able to attend, but I would have loved to have been there, and that was... And we should remind folks, 2013 is the official 60th anniversary of the Corvette. And, of course, there's the very limited edition special 2013 anniversary edition, which is equipped with a 427 V8 and in convertible form. And what a future collectible that is. But you guys were one of the proud sponsors of the 60th anniversary Corvette celebration at the Peterson Automotive Museum. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that event? And tell us about some of the other upcoming events that I know that you're looking forward to.
That event was well put together. They brought myself and Mike Yeager on board early to be major sponsors. They had a host of different activities. They brought out the heavy iron on the West Coast as far as all the old vintage racers. They had a lot of great race cars there representing the glory 60s when guys like Doug Hooper and Dick Gulfstrand, Bob Bondurant, Paul Reinhardt were all out there on the tracks trying to compete against the Cobras. So they had all those great cars there. They also did, as I mentioned, the big gala night where they did a fundraiser and auctioned off a few really cool items. And that's where they unveiled the Corvette, the new C7. I think Saturday in the daytime they had cars parked throughout the different levels of the parking structure. They say that they had as many as 300 there on hand. And there was also a line of folks out the door that went all the way down the block and around the corner.
Oh, wow. Amazing stories. Mike Vietro is with us. Corvette Mike himself. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's DiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's DiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's DiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's DiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you driving tail like that?
Jay Leno is the owner of several Corvettes. Corvette Mike is with us. He is the gentleman from Massachusetts, Everett originally, and now is in Anaheim, California. He's got a couple of satellite dealerships as well, including one here in Plymouth, Massachusetts, as well as one, I believe, we'll get the exact location from Mike momentarily. I believe it's in the Midwest. But I just want to congratulate the winner here. 1986, indeed, it was the year that the Corvette came back, went away. The convertible in 75 came back in 86. And the winner just sent me an email. It's Stephen. Stephen, congratulations. And Stephen is listening in Decatur, Alabama. And we will get you out the dual prizes of both a prize for the Busted Knuckle Garage, as well as some samples of wash drops. Mike, we're going to have you on back real soon for a full hour, because I could do 2 or 3 hours with you in a heartbeat here. But let's clear up information here. You've got a satellite location in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And where's the other location? Is it near St. Louis? Seems to me somewhere in that neck of the woods.
No, Bob. It's just outside of Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, suburb, a nice suburb city of called Burr Ridge, Illinois.
Oh, perfect. I knew it was in the Midwest, so I'm striking out here 0 for 3 so far with you today on a number of things, but pardon me, I'm a little overtired. I don't know if you realize I'm an old dad. I became a first-time dad just 2 years ago, so my daughter Lucy, who's 2.5 now, had one of those nights last night that kept me up a lot, let's put it that way.
Well, congratulations, number one. And number two, I think I can date back maybe around the time when we met, because we opened up the Plymouth store in 1997, if that helps you.
Yeah.
I think I was in your studio back then, if you recall.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. And, of course, over the years, through our great mutual friend Barry McGuire, we've shared the microphone at many different events when Barry was doing his radio stuff. And those were great years. And certainly, Mike not only sells Corvettes, both new and used, but he also sells Corvette parts and accessories and wheels and automotive art. And matter of fact, I bought my exhaust system for my C5 Corvette, which I still own, Mike, and it's still got that great exhaust system that you sold me a number of years back.
Excellent. Was that 2002, was it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, good memory. And I've, like yourself, you know, I always wanted to own a Corvette. My first Corvette that I owned was a, let's see, I have to stop and think. 1993 was my first Corvette. I saved 11 years for it. I put away $3,000 a year for 11 years, and then I walked into a dealership in Needham, Massachusetts with a, another car, and I turned it in and put $33,000 down on the table and walked away not having a note on that vehicle. And what a great feeling that was. And
well, that was the 40th anniversary.
It was, exactly. And mine was black, and it had the saddle interior, and it was very cool. My next Corvette was a 98 C5 in Sebring silver, black interior. And I just love Corvettes and just have that passion like yourself. So, again, for all the folks listening around the nation, Mike, I know you're on all the social media sites, but why don't you make sure and give out all your contact information, website-wise, telephone-wise, as well as all the social media stuff you'd like.
Okay, thank you for that opportunity. You can reach us, as he mentioned, at CorvetteMike.com. Our main office is in Anaheim, California. We have a toll-free number, which is 1-800-327-VET, V-E-T-T. And we're on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know much about how to contact us via that, but I don't handle the Facebook aspect of it. I like doing my text messaging and emailing and dial up on the telephone, and I call it dialing for dollars. I'll call some of my collectors throughout the world, and they'll have specific needs, and I'll find the car, call them up, and before you know it, it's trading hands. It's quite that simple when you have, you know, the exact car that somebody's looking for. But feel free to call us or email us. You can reach me on my private email, which is very simply CorvetteMike@CorvetteMike.com.
Perfect,
and,
Mike.
One last question for you, Bob. Are you going to get some seat time in the new C7?
I hope so. You know, I'm lobbying to get on the very short list of attendees of the introduction to the press. So I'm working on that. I certainly am buddies with a lot of the folks on the team I've interviewed. So we shall see. And then if I don't get it then, certainly somewhere down the road, I will get the opportunity to drive a press car, whether it's up here in Boston or more likely in Detroit or Los Angeles, because those type of vehicles tend to be in those areas more. But I can't wait to get behind. And believe me, if I had the funds, I'd be ordering a new C7 Corvette from you right now over the air because I'm so in love with it. But let's talk a little. Go right ahead, Mike.
And lastly, we'll be seeing you at the 60th anniversary celebration out at Pebble Beach in Laguna Seca this year in August.
With God's help. Right now, so much depends. The radio world is very much dependent on advertising and sponsorship, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to put that together because I should be there. There's no question about it. Being such a lover of Corvettes, I'm going to definitely work my best to get someone to help me to get out there and be there in attendance because it's going to be a fantastic event. Mike, you're such an expert in Corvettes, and we have lots of people listening to us who perhaps would like to get into a Corvette and maybe don't have a whole lot of funds available. What would you suggest right now? What's an affordable Corvette that folks can get into that would be a great entry level into the Corvette hobby?
Well, C4s have definitely become a whole lot more affordable in the last few years. And then if you go back to even the C3, like you can get into a nice, let's say a 73 through 77. Those cars you can find for $10,000 or maybe even a little less. The 78 seem to be coming up one of their own because it's a 25-year anniversary car. Those are going to be probably $10,000, $12,000 and above. But people come in and they see the showroom occasionally, and sometimes they can't believe how affordable a Corvette is. But a nice C4, let's call it a nice 94 Corvette, you know, you might be able to find one of those with fairly low miles for like $12,500.
What a great opportunity for someone to get into the hobby. Mike, you're the gentleman that showed me down in Irvine, California, when he came over to the studio there at Coast Media Teleproductions, and I got my first look ever at an original Polo White 53 Corvette. I still remember this to the day. I remember you showing me that it had hood latches on both sides in the interior. You pop the hood on the left side, and then you pop the hood on the right side, and certainly those early Corvettes are so precious, and I still cherish that moment with you, my friend.
Yeah, I forgot. I actually drove that car down there. That was in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Corvette 10 years ago, Bob.
I know. It just seems like yesterday we were all the media was down in Nashville celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Corvette. A big big celebration there, as well as I did a broadcast from the museum. Boy, but time just flies. Mike, we're going to make a date to get you back for a full hour. But in the meantime, everybody visit CorvetteMikes.com. Mike, my friend, I may give you a call this week. Thank you so much, and we'll get back with you real soon on air.
All right. Thanks so much, and happy Memorial Day, Bob.
Thank you, Mike. Straight ahead, Mike McHale from Subaru.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world's leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Thank you.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show, the Big Apple. It's springtime. Everybody's here. Lots of great unveils, North American debuts, world debuts, and sitting alongside me is a great friend of the show and a great guy overall. He is Mike McHale, the Director of Communications for Subaru. How are you doing there, Mike?
Hey, Bob. I'm just great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I never got to congratulate you on what a wonderful year you had sales-wise for Subaru. 2012 was big.
It was. Yeah, thank you. We had our fourth record in a row, and we sold over 300,000 vehicles for the first time. 336,000 vehicles. It was 25% up on the year before. It's just been going great. The last 4 or 5 years, really great for us, and long may it continue.
And, of course, the big news here in New York is the first hybrid ever from the Subaru brand. It's the all-new 2014 Subaru XV Crosstech. You must be really excited about this product.
Yeah, we are. We've been waiting a while to bring out a hybrid, and we really wanted to do it right, because I think when you say Subaru, there's a certain expectation.
Yeah.
And when you say hybrid, there's an expectation there, too. And we didn't want to bring out a hybrid that wouldn't live up to the name. So for Crosstrek for this year, Crosstrek is already doing really well. It's our latest offering, really, just ahead of Forester. Came out last year. It's a small crossover vehicle based on Impreza. And it has the most, it's the most fuel efficient crossover in the U.S., which is terrific. And so when we brought a hybrid out, then naturally we needed to beat that. And we have. So now that the new hybrid becomes the most fuel efficient all-wheel drive crossover in America, and we're very proud of that. But what it can also do is get off-road, like all Subarus can. So we haven't given up any of the ground clearance or any of the all-wheel drive capability. So it means that you have now this really great fuel economy vehicle that can also get you off-road, which, you know, is what Subaru is all about.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Taking a look at the picture of the Crosstrek Hybrid, the style is... is very athletic, and it's definitely Subaru, but I can tell you've done something special with the exterior design here of the hybrid vehicle. There's some special touches.
Yeah, I mean, Crosstrek itself, I think, was a step forward in design for us. We deliberately made the vehicle more youthful and a little bit stronger looking than perhaps we've done in the past. And we launched the original car in a very striking tangerine orange, which everybody perhaps has seen. And this hybrid we're bringing out in its unique color, a very interesting sort of lime green that will catch everyone's eye. And it has unique wheels, unique headlights, unique tail lights, unique mirrors, and a couple of other things to tell you that. And of course, as many hybrid badges as you can fit onto a car.
Have Subaru customers been asking for a hybrid?
Yeah, you know they have. I mean, for a while now. What we've done for the last 3 or 4 years is concentrate on MPG across the board. So Impreza, for example, gets 36 miles per gallon all-wheel drive, best all-wheel drive car in the US. And we've been concentrating on getting the petrol engine to a point, or the gas engine, should I say, to a point of high efficiency. And we've done that, so really the next thing is hybrid. And we wanted to bring it out on a car that really the Subaru owners can get to use, and this one they can.
That's great. When will we see this all-new 2014 Subaru XV Crosstrek Hybrid available in Subaru dealerships?
Yeah, it's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
You
can shorten it to Crosstrek Hybrid, I think, after the first mention, according to our lawyers. But it comes out at the end of fall, so probably October, November time in dealerships, and you'll see some reviews over the summer. I'll tell you how good it's going, but it will be the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive hybrid in America, so we're very proud about that.
Oh, you should be, definitely. Tell us a little bit about how the Forester has rolled out. An all-new Forester is out there on the highways and byways of North America.
Yeah, the Forester, again, has been another home run. We just keep doing it right lately, and we're very happy about it. We launched the car at the beginning of the year, and the previous car was still selling well, actually. Mm-hmm. Usually when a car gets to the end of its life, sales start to drop off, but this one hadn't. And so we were in the lucky situation of not having to worry about sell down, as it's called in the industry, to get rid of the old stock. The car was sold out. So when the new car came, we could just go straight at it. And it sold really well. And the turbo version is my particular favorite. It's got a 250 horsepower motor, and the chassis is just built for it. And it's a terrific car all around.
And no hood scoop this time around.
No. We're taking air through the bumper. Apparently it's a more efficient way to do it, and it streamlines the hood a little bit and reduces wind noise, apparently.
It's a quick car.
It is quick. It's we don't deliver 0 to 60 times, but it's quick.
I haven't had the opportunity yet up in the New England Press fleet to be behind the wheel of the BRZ. I'm looking forward to that one of these days. That car has certainly rolled out to accolades and accolades beyond you probably never expected to reach such tremendous success
with
this vehicle.
That's right. When they first described the car to us maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and they said it was a 200 horsepower small two-door car, we thought, you know, it doesn't sound much fun. And then when we drove it for the first time, it was just astonishingly good.
Yeah.
And so we went back and said, can we order more? And they said, sorry, too late, you know. So we're stuck with the number, the 6,000 or so that we have per year to sell, but they are sold out like this.
And that's great.
Awards after awards, and it's such a fun car to drive.
And I would imagine you're probably bringing some conquest buyers into the Subaru brand with the BRZ.
Yeah, we are, and we are doing in general. The Subaru owner has always been very loyal. We have one of the highest loyalty rates in the industry. People come back and they buy again, which is great, but you always have to try and reach new people too. And last year, 60% of our sales were people who were new to the brand. So we're keeping our older
That's
guys.
Huge.
Yeah, it is. So every new sale we're making is someone new to the brand. And so we're filling the tub up from the top, and we're not letting them out the bottom. So we're doing okay.
Mike McHale, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to getting back with you down the road.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
A love from Subaru recorded at the New York International Auto Show. In addition to that big unveil of the first ever hybrid vehicle from Subaru, the Crosstrek, They also introduced a concept vehicle, a future glimpse at the all-wheel drive rally car, the WRX. And let me tell you, Subaru did a fantastic job styling-wise. I can only hope and pray that the next generation of the WRX looks like this vehicle, because if it does, it will follow in the footsteps of the BRZ, the sports car, as being the best-looking Subarus ever made. Subaru is really upping the ante. I've got a Subaru test vehicle in my Auto World garage this week, and I can't wait to check that one out. In addition to that vehicle, I can tell you last week I had the opportunity to drive the BMW X1. BMW calls their sport utility vehicles actually a sport activity vehicles. Crossover, it's as large as an X3, and it's interesting, the X3 is now as large as an X5, but a great handling vehicle nonetheless. Also in recent weeks I had some opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Kia Optima. That's one of my favorite affordable family sedans. Really good looking, 2-liter, 4-cylinder. Mine was a turbocharged vehicle, but a very, very well-done vehicle. It had red brake calipers and a killer stereo. I like the interior. I like the exterior. The only thing I don't like about it is it's only available in front-wheel drive, but nevertheless, you know, if you're cross-shopping other front-wheel drive vehicles, definitely take a look at this Kia Optima. It is a great vehicle indeed. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Got to remember, somebody earlier today emailed me that I'm saying the number too fast. So it's 855-660-4261. We've been playing some trivia here on the show. We are also offering up free wash drops, the wonderful new product. So if you'd like to check out this new way to wash your car, just shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, and we can shoot you those out. We will need your telephone number. Just send it off to me. We only have a few moments left here in the broadcast. I was going to throw out a quick trivia question here, but maybe we'll hold it for another week. I have so many lined up for you that we want to make sure that everybody gets the proper chance to get in here on the show. But let me remind you that next week we're going to be broadcasting from the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance, just outside of New York City. So you can look forward to 2 hours of great coverage and some wonderful guests. I'm Bob Long. Thank you for joining me for this week's edition of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more straight ahead on great radio stations around North America. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.